Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to French President Emmanuel Macron, discusses efforts to bring early end to war in Ukraine. Government says sweeping GST reforms will strengthen cooperative sector by making their products competitive and raise demand. IAF conducts airdrop mission in flood and landslide affected areas of Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir, rescues 540 people in Himachal Pradesh. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Gujarat and Rajasthan today. India thrashed China 7-0 to reach final of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir to face Korea in summit clash this evening. And in US Open tennis, Arina Sabalenka retains women's singles title with thrilling win over Amanda Anisimova in New York. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation yesterday, both the leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability." The Prime Minister thanked Mr. Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Mr. Ali expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India, and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. Government says the sweeping GST, goods and services tax reforms, will strengthen the cooperative sector, make their products competitive, increase demand for their products, and increase the income of cooperatives. In a statement, the Ministry of Cooperation said that the GST reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship, promote cooperatives in the food processing sector, and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. The ministry said the GST reforms will directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises, and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. On this Independence Day, at the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd of September approved rates rationalization with a focus on the common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for transportation of goods. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
The GST Council, in its meeting on Wednesday, announced consolidation of its complex tax system into two slabs of 5% and 18% and removed the cess system. For automakers and suppliers, it promises simpler compliance and a healthier demand through the festive season and beyond. Commercial vehicles, including trucks, buses and delivery vans, will benefit under the new GST structure as they now attract an 18% tax rate from the earlier 28%. With the reforms, the sector that forms the backbone of freight and public transport will witness a cascading effect on the prices of agricultural goods, lower logistic costs, and improved export competitiveness. Motor vehicles designed to transport 10 or more persons will attract a GST rate of 18% from the earlier 28%. The Council has also announced reduction of GST on third-party insurance of goods carriage from 12% to 5%. Talking to media, Director General Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, Rajesh said that these reforms will not only create demand and boost consumption in the automobile industry, but will also welcome consumers with vehicles becoming affordable.
The whole package of GST reforms is indeed extremely good for the industry. It will create and stimulate demand. It will boost consumption. Next few months, as the automobile industry, we'll see the lots of vehicles becoming more affordable across segments. We are looking to very healthy and very good festival season sales beginning September 22nd.
GST reforms will push demand in both domestic and export segments. With Soumya, Rishu Jaiswal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the newly introduced GST rates and slabs will have a significant impact on the agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan explained that the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added.
हमारा संकल्प है खेती में उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ेगा और लागत घटेगी तो किसान का खेती में प्रॉफिट बढ़ेगा और जीएसटी में जो सुधार किए गए हैं उनको अगर देखेंगे तो उनका बड़ा लाभ देश के किसानों को मिलने वाला है
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट एआईआर न्यूज अलर्ट्स एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीस स्टोरीज एंड मोर Log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has said that Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy or OTA in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation.
As we look towards future, two things are certain, fast evolving character of warfare and the increasing relevance of the military part. Op Sindoor stands as a shining testament to an unparalleled prowess that the Indian Armed Forces, where we demonstrated our capability to deliver swift, precise and decisive blows to the enemy. Op Sindoor has showcased exceptional coordination between the three services, synergy and integration within armed forces and other agencies.
The Indian Air Force IAF has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of the IAF said that in landslide-affected region of Udhampur in J&K, Indian Air Force carried out a daring mission, airdropping 5.9 tons of life-saving food supplies. In Himachal Pradesh, swift and heroic operations saw 540 lives rescued and evacuated to safer areas in a remarkable 17-hour operation. Four helicopters and a 35-member crew worked day and night to make these missions a success. Northern Railways will run a pair of local passenger train service between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra Station and Sangaldan Station for 5 days from tomorrow. This will aid the passengers stranded due to incessant rains and flash floods of Riyasi and Ramban. The service will help restore the critical connectivity and will serve as a lifeline till road connectivity is restored. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, there are chances of some respite from the heavy monsoon rains over the next few days. According to the Met Department, light to moderate rainfall is likely to occur in the state till September 12. During this monsoon season so far, 135 landslides, 95 flash floods, and 45 cloudburst incidents have been recorded. Our correspondent reports that normal life is still badly disrupted in many districts of the state.
This year, the unexpected monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh have caused heavy loss to life and property. According to the State Emergency Operations Center's report, 366 people have lost their lives so far, while 41 people are still missing. The report's initial assessment estimates damage to public property worth ₹4,079 crore, with losses of ₹2,743 crore to the Public Works Department, ₹2,518 crore to Jal Shakti Department, and ₹139 crore to the Energy Department. In addition, 6,025 houses have also been damaged. In the state, three national highways and 897 link roads are still blocked for traffic. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwari News, Shimla.
The situation in flood-ravaged Punjab is improving, but it has claimed three more lives in Amritsar and Rupnagar in the past 24 hours, raising the total toll to 46 across 14 districts. Three persons remain missing in District Pathankot, as many as 3,87,000 people are affected in 1,996 villages of the state. According to media reports, the Punjab government has estimated the losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. Though this is an interim assessment, as the exact magnitude of damage would be gauged only after the water recedes. We have a report.
Gurdaspur, Fazilka, Firozpur, Amritsar, Kapurthala and Tarantaran districts are the worst affected in view of number of villages, population and the crop area. Homes and livestock have also sustained significant losses. Similarly, the number of evacuations by the expert teams of Indian Army, Air Force, NDRF and BSF has also increased to about 23,000 people. Relief and rescue operations are going on with the help of locals and NGOs. Punjab's milk cooperative, MilkFed, has also activated a comprehensive two-fold strategy to help dairy farmers and livestock while ensuring no family should be left without nourishment. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and Gujarat today. According to IMD, isolated places of East Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra will likely witness heavy to very heavy rainfall today. And now, news from the world of sports.
The Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship by defeating China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances to the summit clash. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening, where India will take on Korea in the title clash. In the US Open tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka successfully defended her women's single crown, defeating Amanda Anisimova in straight sets 6-3, 7-6. That's Grand Slam title number 4 for the Belarusian powerhouse. In men's singles, Italy's Jannik Sinner will face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz tonight. The showdown is expected to begin at 11:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Over to boxing, where India's star Nikhat Zareen marked a winning comeback at the World Championships in Liverpool. Returning from injury, she outpunched USA's Jennifer Lozano with a dominant 5-0 victory in the women's 51 kg category. Nikhat will next face Japan's Yuna Nishinaka in the pre-quarters. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarah. All dailies have widely noticed US President Trump softening towards India, while newspapers also carry colorful pictures of immersion of Ganesh idols in Mumbai. The Hindu Business Line writes, Trump extends olive branch to India, Modi reciprocates. Canada flags funding of Khalistani extremist groups, says report writes the Sunday Pioneer. Sunday Pioneer shows a vibrant picture of people taking part in procession of Lal Bagh Charaja before immersion during Ganesh Chaturthi festival in Mumbai. And finally, home birth rates in Malappuram district of Kerala have come down drastically following interventions by the state health authorities. The Hindu writes Malappuram delivers in its fight against home births. And with that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi speaks to French President Macron, discusses efforts to bring early end to war in Ukraine. Government says sweeping GST reforms will strengthen cooperative sector, might make their products competitive and raise demand. IF conducts airdrop mission in flood-affected areas of Udhampur in JNK, rescues 540 people in Himachal Pradesh. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Gujarat and Rajasthan today. India thrashed China to reach final of Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir to face Korea in summit clash this evening. And in US Open, Aryna Sabalenka retains women's singles title, defeating Anisimova in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.